Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Tuesday, September 15th, and it's a victory Tuesday because last night, the Steelers won Monday Night Football in their season opener where they defeated the New York Giants 26-16 at MetLife Stadium. In the first segment, we're going to talk about what I told you was going to happen. I told you coming out of the weekend that this matchup was perfect for Ben Roethlisberger to start, and he delivered. Sure, he struggled early, but we'll talk about how he came through with a great starting performance for the year in what was his return from elbow surgery last year. Then, in the second segment, we will get into the defense and all the things they did well, some of the things they did wrong, but why they're starting off in a really good place. Finally, we'll talk about the Steelers' young offensive players that stepped up and showed, hey, you know what? Maybe this offense can be really special. All that and more in today's Locked On Steelers episode. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Pepsi. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Let's get into it. Happy Victory Tuesday, Steelers fans. Welcome back to the show. Wasn't that a good one? The Steelers did the doggone thing. They beat the Giants just like you knew they would. Just like you knew they'd come out. Now, here's the funny part. I saw on social media all the people coming out and saying stuff like, oh, here they go. They're going to lose this game. Typical Tomlin team. They don't know how to play football. And all of a sudden, oh, wait, the defense. Like, I saw people saying, like, oh, the defense getting shredded. And I'm like, no, what do you mean? Shredded for 10 points? And then eventually they got some garbage time points. Get the heck out of here. Steelers did the doggone thing. And the first thing we got to talk about with this game is the top storyline. It was Ben Roethlisberger's triumphant return to the starting lineup. Because you look at everything that he went through. You've been watching the Bigger Than Ben series on YouTube, which I believe concludes this week. So check out the final episode. I think it's the final episode that should be uploaded to YouTube by now. He comes out in this game, and you see the process of Ben getting it together, which I thought was an impressive journey, an impressive way, and a really cool way to see his growth. Because we saw the game. Yeah, he was throwing the ball. He was looking better. But he admitted, like, hey, I'm nervous. I'm not sure about things. Like, I still got to see how these things play out. And we saw Ben Roethlisberger really go through on the field. Because those early drives by the Steelers weren't good. I mean, if we're being perfectly honest and we're talking about, you know, the growth that went there, you know, the Steelers, they got the ball after the Giants got a field goal. First of all, I mean, Deontay Johnson fumbled a punt, but the Steelers' first drive was a 3-and-out. Their second drive was a field goal, and then eventually they get the ball back. It's another 3-and-out, and then after the interception, that's when they were able to put up a touchdown. But I mean, it was looking like the struggle bus, man. Ben Roethlisberger looked like he was discombobulated. Some throws were off, timing was off, the offensive line couldn't get together. I have to admit, the running game was not doing anything with James Conner. It was looking like it was going to be a rough night for the offense. And then it started to kick into gear. Second quarter, you saw some things start to click for the Steelers, that turnover that I told you about. TJ Watt gets a huge interception to flip the field for the Steelers. They were losing the field position battle. They get the ball at the Giants 36, and then Benny Snell comes in, starts running the ball a little bit, gets about 9 yards in two plays. Then Ben Roethlisberger hits Eric Ebron for a huge third down play. Then he's able to work his way down, and then he hits Juju Smith-Schuster on a 3rd and 7 for 10 yards, and it was the perfect play. It was a great show of growth from a lot of people. You saw this young offensive line that's still figuring itself out. They were working. Benny Snell steps into the blitz, picks up the extra pass rusher, holds him up just long enough so that Ben Roethlisberger can make a throw off his back foot. He throws it to the pylon where Juju Smith-Schuster smokes his man, gets to the pylon. Easy, easy touchdown play for the Steelers. They made it look easy, but picking up that kind of a blitz and making that throw and under knowing the pressure's coming and Juju finishing the play all over the place, that was a good play. And that was Ben Roethlisberger's first touchdown throw of the season and first touchdown throw in a calendar year. Take that, Mike Tannenbaum. So that's how he gets back on the board. And then the Steelers came out. They had three and out again. It was looking a little questionable. But then you saw them start to take over with a minute 32 on the clock when Ben Roethlisberger went into two-minute drill mode. He comes out, starts off hitting Deontay Johnson, who had a rough night. He had a couple drops and a fumble. We'll get to that later. Ben Roethlisberger comes out, hits him for just 2 yards, but then he hits James Washington down the sideline for 21 yards, and then they hit Juju over the middle. He gets 17 yards, moving the ball well. Then Juju again for 14 yards. Ben Roethlisberger's dicing him up, and then the Giants figure, hey, we got to cover these guys. We got to try to generate some pass rush. They try to get pass rush all on the outsides, and they're trying to cover everyone. Ben takes off for 11 yards himself, and he slides down, perfectly getting down just in time. Thought he was hit a little late by Lorenzo Carter. Could have been flagged there, but they didn't give it. But immediately as Ben is down, he looks back at the ref, calls timeout, you know, completely aware of his situations. I think that was the drive that woke him up a little bit and said, hey, wait a minute, I know how to do this thing. And Mike Tomlin even said that was when he thought it happened after the game. And then the Steelers called timeout, then the Giants called timeout. The Steelers come out with a great play design. Now, I said this on Twitter and people were like, what? Randy Fichtner doesn't call plays in the 2 minute drill? I'm like, yeah, but they came out of two timeouts. You don't think that they went to the sideline and said, hey, Randy, draw one up for us? That's definitely what they did there. But here's the thing. Either way, the play was drawn up by the offense, and that was part of the scheme that they've been working on. And it was a really good sort of pick your own play, because Juju Smith-Schuster cleared out the Giants' defense by running up the middle, and then James Washington slanted behind him, was wide open over the middle, and then James Washington getting hit short of the goal line. He tried to leap over. They caught him, but this was grown man strength from James Washington. When he gets hit, he comes down. He doesn't let his knees hit the ground. He uses his leg drive, and then he powers on through, getting into the end zone. That was like a Hines Ward type of touchdown right there. So, huge play from him. Ben Roethlisberger gets his second touchdown and leads a masterful drive, a two-minute drill. That was the moment when I was like, okay, Ben might actually be back. The Steelers get the ball to start the next half, and you know there's a little bit of back and forth. The Giants have a really long drive that ends up with an interception. We'll get to that later. But then Ben Roethlisberger, after that interception, gets them into position for a field goal. They get that, and then eventually Ben leads another drive down the field, hitting Deontay Johnson for 5 yards, then 11 yards, working their way down the field, hitting Deontay Johnson again for 11 yards. It was really the Deontay Johnson arrive. And then you saw Benny Snell arrive. He got a 30-yard run. He was really impressive on the night. We'll get to him in the third segment. And then Ben Roethlisberger hitting Juju for the 8-yard touchdown, and what was really a great timing of a throw, but the route was superb from Juju Smith-Schuster. In just this game alone, this is the first time I've seen these guys since last year. I didn't get to go to training camp this year because they were very limited. Juju Smith-Schuster's route running was on another level. He was dicing these guys up. Now, granted, the Giants' cornerbacks, not that good, so could be reading too much into this, but last night, Juju Smith-Schuster did the doggone thing. And again, we'll go over the young guys on offense in the third segment. But Ben Roethlisberger was efficient, and that was what I said needed to happen. And this is why I said the Giants were the perfect team for him to get his mojo back against. They didn't have a supreme pass rush, and they got after him a bit. They put him down a few times, but he finishes the game, Ben Roethlisberger, that is, with 21 completions on 32 attempts for 229 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 0 interceptions, passer rating of 117.8. That's a great debut for Ben Roethlisberger post elbow surgery. And then it's a sign to the world, hey, I'm back, I'm ready to go. And again, this is what I've said all along. You don't need him to throw for 500 yards. Just be efficient. Take advantage of when your offense is in position and put the points on the board. Finish the drive. He finished enough drives. They got 3 touchdowns on the board, and they were able to win the game. I had to score about just a 1 touchdown, though, just that last touchdown. If they weren't able to get that, that would have been it. Because I think my prediction was 26-9. I think on the website, but so I was 7 points off with the Giants, but 26 just felt right for what the Steelers were doing. That's like a wake up number for them. But all in all, Ben Roethlisberger showed the efficiency, showed the wherewithal, showed the and you saw the progression through the game early on, missed timing, not everything working, and then as the game continued, he kept making plays, making reads, doing well, and we saw improvement from him there. So and then again, finishing the drives. I thought Ben Roethlisberger, that was what you wanted to see if you're a Steelers fan. Let me know if you saw what you wanted to see out of Ben. If you were frustrated with how the early start was, hit me up on Twitter at Carter Critiques. I'm always chatting with people on there. If you don't want to talk out in public, you can always DM me. I'm not afraid to respond to those or to ads out there unless you're crazy people. But you know, you guys are crazy because you're the Locked On listeners. And hey, join us in the Locked On Steelers Facebook group because we talk there a lot too. There's over 720 of us there right now, and there's Steelers fans just enjoying a good time now that the season is back in order. So with that, we're gonna cut to our first break. But next, before we do, we got to talk about our great sponsor, NFL Game Pass. This season, get your football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Devontae Adams, and many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's talk about that defense, because we all know they're going to be the force that probably drives this team to what makes them great this year. And the defense really showed up, y'all. Now, I don't know about you guys, I felt like my defensive player of the game was Bud Dupree. Bud was showing up, and it's crazy. Bud didn't get a single sack on the night, but he had 4 tackles. He had 2 tackles for loss, a quarterback hit, and a pass defense. But he might have made the biggest game-changing play of the night. In the third quarter, Giants are driving. I think it was like an 8-minute drive. They ate up half the third quarter in doing this. It was on the verge of being a 90-some yard touchdown drive, and Daniel Jones gets flushed out of the pocket. Bud Dupree never gives up on the play, chasing him down. And then eventually, Daniel Jones tries to throw a football while under duress. I think Bud kind of gets his hand a little bit. The ball flies into the air, and Cam Hayward comes up under it, gets the interception in the end zone. It's a touchback, and it just wipes away all the hopes the Giants had to retake the lead. It was a huge turnaround point in the game. But Bud Dupree was also leading the way in stuffing Saquon Barkley, because this defense just faced, and I was talking about this as one of the keys to the game, was to shut down Saquon Barkley. This defense just faced Saquon Barkley and held him to 6 rushing yards on 15 carries. That is insane. Now, one of the great perks of working at DKPittsburghSports.com is I get a lot of our guys. We kind of put our heads together. We figure things out. Bob Madama, who's one of our editors on the site, he pointed out to us, and you can read this in all our great coverage there on DKPittsburghSports.com. Dayon and Dale are both covering it there. Bob Madama points out to us that Barkley's 6 rushing yards was the fewest rushing yards on 15 plus carries since the merger in 1970, this defense made history on week one. Jeez. And it was crazy because they were all over the place. The defense recorded 11 tackles for loss. Now, I have no idea, what kind of numbers that are compared to normal, but that's insane against this team. And TJ Watt said after the game, he's like, we made a point. We were going to stop the run. We weren't going to let Saquon Barkley beat us. That's exactly what they had to do. Force the Giants to be one-dimensional. And yeah, Daniel Jones had some success. He threw two touchdowns, but he also threw two interceptions. You knew that he wasn't going to beat you by himself. So you took away Saquon Barkley. You said, hey, you might get some of these passes here and there. You might dink and dunk us. You might hit us with one or two big plays, but you're not going to be able to do enough to beat our team. And that's what the Steelers did. Among those tackles for loss, Vince Williams led the way with three. He also had a sack on Daniel Jones. I thought he played exceptionally well. I think he had the first tackle for loss in the game, which was an emphatic one. Mike Hilton had a sack in the game on the pass rush. He kept bringing it. He had five tackles to overall, as did Vince Williams. Tyson Alualu had a very good game, in my opinion. For a guy who's a depth guy, he really stepped up. He's not going to be Javon Hargrave and the game-changing pass rush guy, but he really helped in stopping the run. He got a hit on Daniel Jones, two tackles for loss, four tackles overall. Great stuff there. Ola Adini looked in place for the times that he was on the field. I didn't see him being a liability. He also had a tackle for loss on Saquon Barkley, and an impressive one where he stayed home on a rush to the outside and was able to bring him down. TJ Watt didn't have the huge numbers that you thought he would have. He only had one tackle on the day, and he had two quarterback hits, and that tackle was for loss. But the key is he had two pass breakups and an interception, and that interception was huge because it set up the Steelers' first touchdown. So huge kudos to him. Stephon Tuitt getting a tackle, a sack, and he had the first sack of the season. I believe I predicted that because I said Stephon Tuitt was going to be my guy to get to open things up. Now, I thought he would do a little bit more than one sack, but hey, I still got that. And then, of course, Cam Hayward, he only had one tackle on the night, but he had an interception as well. And what I'll say this is, the reason the Steelers' sack numbers didn't explode in this game is because when you're a defensive front and you're focusing on stopping the run, your keys that you're reading are very different. You're looking at the game very differently. You're, as a defensive front, instead of trying to beat a guy with a pass rush move, you're trying to stuff him. You're trying to hold your lane down so that the guys behind you that can make the tackles, or that you can make the tackles. But that, part of that is not necessarily rushing through all the time. It's saying, hey, let's win this position here. Let's hold it down. Not let this lineman get to the second level and touch Devin Bush and Vince Williams, who both did really well in this game. Terrell Edmonds led the team in tackles. I really felt like Terrell Edmonds had a good game. I saw people bashing him because there was one play, I think it was like on a third or fourth down, where Daniel Jones and the Giants, they ran a serious play-action play, and the tight end kind of leaked out from the opposite side of the formation and came across the field, and Terrell Edmonds reacted at the last second to try and help him out. But that's not Terrell Edmonds' guy. Like, he lined up on the complete opposite side of the formation. His job is to contain that end, and when he saw it the last second, he said, hey, I'll at least get out there and make the tackle. But that's just a good play by the Giants. They caught the Steelers off guard. Whoever's supposed to run with him didn't. But there was an offensive pass interference on Evan Engram that was absolutely forced by what Terrell Edmonds does do well. When he runs with you, he'll stay right in your hip pocket. He's athletic enough. He's big enough. You're gonna have to make a spectacular play or push off to beat him. And the Steelers got the call on the push off. He also led the Steelers in tackles with 9. Thought that was pretty solid. That's kind of what they want him to do: run, tackle, cover, just be in people's way. Get that done. I thought he did a good job. All in all, this was a good showing by the young defense. And Cam Hayward made a point after the game. He said, you know what? It wasn't done the way that everyone expects you to get it done, because you had people like Mike Hilton getting sacks and you had people like Cam Hayward getting interceptions, but they got the job done. That's what great defenses do. And I was like, yes, Cam Hayward, that's exactly what you're supposed to say there. And he's exactly right. Sometimes you can't get it done the normal way, so you get it done different ways. And that's the best thing, is when you adapt to those situations. This was a very good start by this defense that Ben Roethlisberger said might be the best defense he's ever played with, and he means that. That's pretty crazy, because he played with the 2005 and 2008 defenses that won the Super Bowl for the Steelers. I'm telling y'all, this is a special group. And they played really special in this game. I thought they did a lot of things right. Also, again, really funny here, but the Steelers had five passes defensed in the game. Of those five, four of them came from guys playing up front, with three of them going to linebackers, one going to Cam Hayward, and the only other one that went to a defensive back was Mike Hilton. So don't fret if you felt like, oh man, Steven Nelson was on his A game or this, that, a third. A lot of that was just kind of just, I think that was by design. Like, hey, we're shutting down the run. There's going to be places we're susceptible to, but your job is to just make sure that they don't destroy us with it. And they really didn't. The first touchdown Daniel Jones threw was a play where the tight end kind of broke over the middle, so Minkah Fitzpatrick came to help, and when he did, Steven Nelson had already given up inside leverage because he was expecting to be able to for some help to the inside. Hayden was just a little late getting over there. Daniel Jones made a good throw, and it was a big touchdown pass to Darius Slayton. But after that, I did think that the slant touchdown at the end was on Steven Nelson, but again, garbage time. Not that important. The game was practically over at that point. I think you're going to see the Steelers secondary get a little bit more to do as they game plan for other teams in the coming weeks, and they face the Denver Broncos next weekend. So we'll see how that goes. But by and large, this defense played great and put up a really good start to the season. Looking forward to seeing how that continues this week. Okay, we're going to take one more break here, but before we do, we got to talk about our great sponsor, RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com, you know those guys. They have the amazing selection, the reliably low prices, and all the car parts your car will ever need. You know how you can have those cars that sometimes they have the specific part that you really need to get something fixed and make it so that your car is running like it's supposed to, but you can't find the part, or if you find the part, it's really expensive, and you probably drove around to four or five places looking for it, wasting an entire day. Don't do any of that. Go to rockauto.com right now. Sit on your couch, use your phone, use your laptop, whatever device you can. Go to rockauto.com. You can search for the car parts you need, search for the brand. They have all the different variety of car parts that you can get there, and they're at much better and cheaper prices that you can get by going to the dealership or going to the store. When you do that, you save yourself time, you save yourself money, it gets delivered to your house, and then you've done all that from the comfort of your own home. That's rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the young players and what they did on offense. We're back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's talk about the young players and what they did on offense in this 26-16 victory for the Steelers, because I was really impressed by the way the offense was able to find answers at different points in times. Now, the Steelers finished the game actually with the same exact third down numbers. Both teams were 8 of 15, 53% on third downs. Both teams also were 1 of 1 when going for it on fourth down. But what was also a key difference was the red zone. The Steelers got four trips into the red zone, scoring touchdowns on all three of them. That was very impressive. The Giants made three red zone trips, only got one touchdown out of them. They had two times they got goal to go. The Steelers were able to force an interception on one and gave up a touchdown late on the other. But by and large, the Steelers were more efficient there. Now, we talked about Ben Roethlisberger's part in that, but this is Juju Smith-Schuster and James Washington and Benny Snell. They had a very good day. Chase Claypool also had an impressive snag down the sideline, skying up for what was a 28-yard catch and a great toe tap. Great debut for him to do that. But Juju Smith-Schuster, let's talk about him again. Cutting people up with his moves. Zigging and zagging, running great routes, in and out of his breaks, looked really solid. And then when Benny Snell fumbled, he was one of seven Steelers, one Steeler versus seven Giants fighting for that ball, and somehow he came up with it, preserving a drive that ended up in a field goal. And again, the Steelers won by 10, so that was the field goal that kept them up by multiple possessions and gave them that security blanket. Juju Smith-Schuster fitting with six catches on six targets for 69 yards. Nice. And two touchdowns. Man, Juju Smith-Schuster had himself a day. That's the kind of stuff that number one receivers do when their quarterback is coming back. And you could see Juju Smith-Schuster when he was coming off the field. Ben Roethlisberger's given an interview to Maria Taylor from ESPN. And as Juju Smith-Schuster walked by, he's like, "That's my quarterback." So really cool stuff there from Juju Smith-Schuster. Deontay Johnson did struggle for a bit. You saw some of the things there. He dropped his first punt return, which ended up giving the Giants a free field goal. Again, a huge goal line stand for the Steelers there. You look at his numbers. He had a couple drops, but he had 6 catches for 57 yards. Didn't put in the end zone, but you saw some of that explosiveness. Claypool, 2 catches for 39 yards. James Washington, 2 catches for 34 yards. And that touchdown he scored at the end of the first half was so impressive. Catching it short of the goal line, fighting his way through. He leaves his feet, tries to get airborne. The guy grabs him, brings him down. But James Washington, so doggone strong, his knees never hit the ground when the guy's trying to bring him down. And he just keeps moving his feet, charges on through, gets into the end zone. Huge play for James Washington. Huge play for the Steelers. And that was Ben Roethlisberger's second touchdown since coming back. That was a huge play for me. That was like, wow. That reminded me of Hines Ward. Just like how Juju sometimes reminds me of Hines Ward. But two strong receiving performances from them. Deontay Johnson, he still had his stuff. He just needs to get it back. Eric Ebron had a really impressive catch for 18 yards. All in all, This offense was working. Oh, and I'd be remiss to say Benny Snell. And again, the standard is the standard. James Conner went down. He was supposed to carry the load for the Steelers. Only had 9 yards on 6 rushes. It was looking rough. But Benny Snell comes in, 19 carries, 113 yards, a good enough for a 5.9 average of yards per carry. That's impressive. He had a 30-yard run in the third quarter. Really good stuff from him. Was really impressed by how he was hitting the hole. But this is what people were saying. This is what we were all saying, is that last year he came into camp heavy. He wasn't as explosive. Same thing that Le'Veon did. Same thing that James Conner did. And then, bam, he does it. And now he's looking explosive. Now he's making people miss in space. A lot of people are gonna like that. I think it's going to be an interesting place for Benny Snell in this Steelers offense. But again, I look at the Steelers offense, and it's a lot of young talent. Yes, there's old talent. Ben Roethlisberger's up there. He's 38. But Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, James Washington, all those guys are extremely young. Benny Snell, extremely young. Eric Ebron, Vance McDonald are veterans. But I continue to look at these numbers, and I think that they've got a shot here. This offense could be really good on top of having a defense that's great. I'm excited to see where it goes. I know you are too. But that's our show for today on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Thanks so much to everyone who's been tuning in. Thanks for everyone who's hit me up on game day. We had a lot of people hit me up and let me know what jerseys they were wearing. Appreciate you. Apparently, y'all all made the right decision of what jerseys to wear because the Steelers won. That's how Victory Tuesday goes. Thanks to those who have left 5-star reviews on the podcast. Really appreciate your doing so. If you ever leave a 5-star review on the podcast with a positive review, you will get a shout out at the end of the show. Appreciate everyone who has done that. Doing so really helps to get the show out there and helps us with the rankings out there with all the national shows. I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have some more things to talk about, more analysis coming on the Steelers. I'll have time to do some film review, and then we'll get into all the things for our Wednesday show before we get to Crossover Thursday and talk to Cody Rourke of Locked On Broncos to get you ready for the Steelers' next game. Because it's a quick turnaround, short week. We're going to get you ready for all of it. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you soon.